fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of February, 2007. We had just a little bit of technical difficulties there, which we're working on. In the meantime, the show must go on, as we say in the showbiz. Well, we're close to being back to what we used to call normal here at Republic Broadcasting. The website's up and running. And satellite, of course, was always running. And what can I say? Life is grand. Beginning this past Monday, the 29th of January, unless you were living in a cave, you had to understand and see and hear that there was a massive barrage of media attention to global warming, which has continued every day since then. Reports about testimony in the United States Congress, reports coming out of the United Nations. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the beginning point of what will continue ad nauseum, what will be part of daily life for the foreseeable future. First break coming up. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th of February, 2007. Before the break, I was talking about the surge in media attention to global warming. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, at least in my opinion, this is the beginning of what you'll see day in and day out for the foreseeable future. Here's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe, first of all, that global warming is caused mostly by human activity creating CO2 greenhouse gas. Because if you believe that, then you'll believe this. You'll believe that changing human activity can drastically change global warming. That does a couple of things. First of all, it gives people hope. Second of all, it gives them a distracting thing that they can concentrate their energy and efforts and time and money on. Third, and most importantly, it distracts them from the real cause of global warming and the fact that nothing that human beings can do will slow it down or change it one little bit. I also assure you they will be 99% successful in their efforts to convince most people most of the time of the things I just stated. In the meantime, the listeners of the John Moore Show do know the truth if you're a regular listener. If you're not, you need to get educated. Stay tuned every week. I know this is radio. As I say every week, we always have new listeners every week, especially with these changes we've been going through. Of course, we're going to pick up new listeners. We have a few stragglers trying to find out where we are, but they'll catch up. If you want to see my photo, see my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and see both. You can also see my article listed at the top of the homepage, No Need for Panic. Soon to be a book. Soon, I'm not promising a date. No Need for Panic. It is the truth behind the deception of global warming. And I assure you also there is a lot of deception regarding global warming. 18 pages, $5, with footnotes, a bibliography, list of websites. I gave a copy to a college professor, a friend of mine, dear friend for 30 years. He said, John, is there more you can tell me about this? And I said, do you mean besides the 5,000 pages in the bibliography? You know, give me a break. There's lots of solid documentation about what we're experiencing. This planet has gone through this multiple times, about every 3,600 years. The mainstream scientists and the media would have you believe it's been many thousands of years, many tens of thousands of years since we've gone through this. It's not. It's within recorded history. If you notice, I have the recorded history comes from cultures that were fairly near the equator. In my opinion, based on my knowledge and understanding of these facts, there were probably other cultures just as advanced or more so at great distances from what we now call the equator that were totally wiped out the last time this happened 3,600 years ago. Wiped out under millions of tons of rock, mud, and ice. So the surviving cultures, the surviving records we have, of course are going to be near the equator. And once again, this time around, the safest place to be in terms of some of these earth changes will be near the equator, especially if there's a pole shift. If there's a 30-degree pole shift and you're in London or Moscow, you could end up with one of two things. Either the climate of the severe climate of the extreme north, or a very temperate climate similar to what, say, Atlanta might have. It could be either way. The closer you are to the equator, the less extreme you're going to get if there is a pole shift. I'm not predicting there will be one. We know it's happened multiple times in the past. There's hard evidence in the form of volcanic rock, among other things, that tells us about this. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but when molten lava comes out of a volcano, when it cools off and becomes solid rock, whatever magnetic particulate, whatever magnetic particles there are in that rock will line up with magnetic north, wherever magnetic north might be at the point the liquid rock becomes solid rock. So they, being a scientist who know how to conduct these studies, have found volcanic rock with magnetic north being in all kinds of different directions from what it currently is. That's how we know that there's been multiple pole shifts, among other things. Going to the extreme northern parts of Alaska, for example, and digging down and finding tropical plants and tropical animals. That's some pretty clear evidence of magnetic north being and true north being in other places than where it is now. Getting some good responses from you folks about steam engines. If you want to be truly, truly energy independent and have your own electricity and not be dependent on fossil fuels you have to pay money for, steam engines are the way to go. I now have some fairly detailed instructions and photographs and specifications on my website, thelibertyman.com. We're still getting the kinks out. I think there's some pricing on one of the boilers. It's a few hundred dollars off. We'll get that straightened out. But you can get the gist of what we're promoting here. We're promoting something that you can't get anywhere else. You literally cannot get steam engines suitable for the farm, the ranch, and the home anyplace else except what Mike Brown does. I've heard this guy who does one or two a year kind of as a hobby. This is not a hobby for Mike Brown. He has a small factory, employs about 8 men and women. I don't know if there's any women or not. 8 men manufacturing steam engines that are built with state-of-the-art equipment, with excellent materials, superior technology, ready for you to set up at your farm, your ranch, your home, connected to your alternator, generator, whatever you've got to make electricity. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Top of the hour, we were going to have a special guest. I'll be introducing her as we get closer to the top of the hour, and we'll be talking about her business of raising and training purebred Doberman Pinschers. Very fine dogs. I've been to this facility, and it's a very special place, and these animals are just a pure delight to be around. But we'll be doing that at the top of the hour, at the start of the second hour. This is the John Moore Show, and we talk about preparedness. Republic Broadcasting has excellent programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about every geopolitical matter you care to dwell on or think about, health matters you care to dwell on or think about. My specialty, my expertise is preparedness. I can talk intelligently about health matters. I'm married to Dr. Moore, a chiropractor. I can talk intelligently about geopolitical matters. I was in military intelligence, and U.S. military intelligence did train my brain quite well in how to analyze geopolitical matters. However, what I know and what I have to say about preparedness is unique, it's unusual, it's special, and that's why I take so much time to talk about it. We talk about the things that you want to talk about, and this is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I was talking to a freeze-dried guy the other day. I mean, he's got warehouses where several 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailers can back up to loading docks at the same time. It's a big operation. This is no mom-and-pop operation. The U.S. government buys freeze-dried food from him. That should tell you something. Freeze-dried guy offers the highest quality freeze-dried food at the best prices. He's continuing in February the special he ran in January. It's a variety case with mountain stew, stroganoff casserole, butter, fruit cocktail, potato granules, applesauce. A nice little package, very, very compact, 5 inches by 8 inches by 12 inches. That's just slightly larger than a shoebox. 6 2.5 size cans, 103 cup servings. Now, that's a lot of food for the money. Keeping in mind, keep it in a cool, dry place. It'll probably last for 20 or more years. $62 for one case, including shipping. $166 will get you 3 cases. He's got a toll-free number. He's got a website. The toll-free number is 866-404-FOOD. That's 3663. I'll say again, 866-404-3663. Of course you should have a storage unit full of food for your family and your loved ones. Of course you should. His website is freezedryguy.com. Pretty simple. freezedryguy.com. And he'd be glad to hear from you. And be sure you mention that you heard about his products on the John Moore Show. I know one of the new advertisers on Republic started out, well, we got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of February 2007. That, of course, was the theme music from the early 1950s police television show titled Dragnet. I know we have a lot of listeners out there old enough to remember it. May still be running on Nickelodeon. I don't know about such things. The reason I play spy music and detective music is because I am a private detective. I'm in my 35th year of a career that has gone a lot of different directions, everything from being involved in a number of murder investigations and defending men, and I don't think I've defended anyone, men charged with murder, massive civil lawsuits where I've been the investigator, where massive dollar amounts, as much as $100 million, was at risk in a civil matter. It's been a good career, a challenging career, one that never gets tiresome. And you can read about me and my career at my website, thelibertyman.com. Let's talk a little bit more about this global warming. It's not going to go away. It is not going to go away. You're going to hear about global warming on the radio, on television, in movies and magazines, until you're tired of it, until you're sick and tired of it, until you don't want to hear it anymore. I assure you that you will. But yeah, then you will. You will hear more. And you will form an opinion. If you're a listener, a regular listener to the John Morris Show and some of the other programming here at Republic, you'll know the truth. Most people won't. They will form an opinion based on defective facts. In particular, the most defective fact is timing. That's the real thrust, one of the main thrusts, I should say, of what you're going to see and hear in the mass media. The timing, the timeline. Al Gore's been putting out the official timeline now for a while, way more than a year. The official timeline for the government wants you to believe is that in 2016, things will start to get bad in terms of rising ocean levels and climate change. And then in 2050, things will really get bad. That's deception. That's fraudulent. That's a lie. Here's the truth. In 22 months, the U.S. government begins evacuating their people, their own people, and their adult children and their parents from the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and Great Lakes. It's already happening. A good-sized office, I have a note here from a show I did on the 31st of December, last show of the year, about a large office being moved from Washington, D.C. to Winchester. I think it was Winchester, Maryland. It might have been Winchester, Virginia, where it's 800 feet above sea level as opposed to 88 feet above sea level in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol is 88 feet above sea level. It's already happening. The moving of offices to high ground has already commenced. Of course, the cover story is, well, we have to disperse these offices in case there's a nuclear attack in Washington, D.C. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that was correct, if that was accurate, why didn't they do that 50 years ago in 1957 when we thought we were really at risk of being attacked with nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union? Why wasn't it done then? The threat appeared to be real then. I'm not so sure how real it was, but we were told it was. And no dispersal of government offices was done. In fact, during these past 50 years, there's just been a greater and greater concentration of government offices in Washington, D.C., and a massive expansion of those same offices in Washington, D.C., all during the Cold War. Cold War officially ended about 1990, 17 years ago. Global warming. It is real. It's in our face. We have about 2 to 3 years. It would take a few months either way, if we're lucky, 3 years, before things really start falling apart. Not 2050, like Al Gore says, and like Jim Hansen, the director of the NASA Goddard Space Institute. Pretty serious credentials for any scientist. Now, it won't be 2050. About 3 years from now, there'll be no doubt in your mind that things have gotten very strange and very dangerous in terms of rising ocean levels and climate change. Climate change is already noticeably off the edge of the map. You can hardly escape it. It's become a matter of daily conversation at the barbershop, the beauty shop, the workplace, the church, wherever you might gather with people. Weather has become so bizarre and so strange, like the tornado or tornadoes we had in Florida a couple of days ago. Excuse me, it's not tornado season, and even if it was, tornadoes in Florida are a fairly rare occurrence. But this is February. It's not springtime. This is the middle of winter, and here we got one or more, and I'm not sure what to believe, tornadoes destroying 1,500 homes in Central Florida. Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th of February, 2007. Coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks. You're going to hear more and more reports about bizarre and damaging weather events. Talking to our engineer off the air, and he and I are in agreement that most likely the greater part of the damage in Central Florida was not thunderstorms, was not the one tornado that went through there, but in all likelihood, and this has happened multiple times. It happened in eastern Missouri 2 or 3 years ago. The jet stream came down to the surface of the planet. These storms we had in eastern Missouri a couple of years ago, they were saying they were tornadoes. Well, I've been around some tornado damage, and the debris goes in all directions, 360 degrees, all over the place, because of the circular motion of tornadoes. That's the nature of that type of storm. It's a cyclonic storm. When straight-line winds come through and do damage, it's all different. The debris is all laid down. The trees, for example, and if you're in an area with a lot of trees, it's easy to tell. The trees are all laid down in a straight row, going in a specific direction, as opposed to blasted in all different directions, scrambled up, like you took a box full of toothpicks and just tossed them on the floor. So that's the difference. That's how you can tell. I pay attention because you guys expect me to, and what I'm seeing is multiple instances. We had it up in Seattle where my daughter lives not too long ago, multiple instances of storms featuring straight-line winds of 100-plus miles an hour. You're going to see more of it. You're going to see it to the point where it becomes a common occurrence, to where these things are happening more frequently with more damage all the time. That's what you're going to see, which is where preparedness comes in. You need food. You need water. You want to live like a normal human being, you need electricity. A normal 21st century human being, you need electricity. You must have communications. You don't want to be sitting there with your generator running and not be able to hear a radio, monitor the emergency frequencies. You really don't want to be in that position. It'll make you crazy. Most important of all is skills. You may lose all your stuff, but you won't lose your skills. Your skills are portable. You take them with you wherever you go. You need the skills of an emergency medical technician or paramedic, even better. You need the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a soldier, skills of a backpacker, the skills of a farmer, just common domestic skills of preparing food and cleaning under hard conditions where you don't have running hot water coming out of a tap, where you cannot bathe in a normal fashion. You may have to heat up water in the sun and take a bath out in a tub. And I did that when I was a kid. I visited my grandmother in the country. She didn't have running water unless you got one out of the pump and pumped it by hand. Bath time was on Saturday night. We put a galvanized tub out in the yard in the morning, let it warm up. By 3 in the afternoon, it was nice and warm. Little Johnny Moore, 8 years old, would go out there and take a bath in the galvanized steel tub. You need these skills, ladies and gentlemen, to survive hard times. You need those skills now. Getting a book and putting it on the shelf won't give you skills. Buying stuff and putting it in your garage or in your closet or in your basement will not give you skills. Learning the skills, acquiring the skills, takes practice. Many, many hours, depending on what it is you're attempting to learn. Many hours of practice, of hands-on. If you have those skills, when the crisis hits, you're all set, you're good to go. If you don't, you could become a medical casualty, or any injury that you or a loved one receives could become life-threatening, become septic. You don't know how to stop bleeding. A person could bleed out before you can get help. It's not a pretty picture. We become so reliant on professionals like paramedics, firemen, police, to help us render aid when there's a problem. Well, 911 is not going to work in a severe crisis, ladies and gentlemen. You'll either be your own paramedic, or there will be none at all. You'll be your own fireman, or there'll be no fireman at all. You'll be your own police officer, or there'll be no police at all. That's my reality. I've lived it. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, as I say. One of the things that television cannot do is give you the sense of smell. They give you auditory stimulation, visual stimulation. The sense of smell, of course, cannot be transmitted by TV. So you may see photographs of a refugee camp or photographs of Hurricane Katrina and hear the sounds of refugees crying or hear the sounds of the wild animals in what used to be urban or in suburban neighborhoods. The sense of smell, I assure you, gives you a whole new perspective on what a crisis and a tragedy is. A refugee camp, for example, has all kinds of stimulation for your nose, most of them not pleasant. A human body that's been lying in the sun for 3 days is not a pleasant experience to smell. And I can go on and on. There's no point to it. of course, is the extreme of human experience. The experience of war is something that you know from 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a box full of popcorn. That's what war is for most of the people listening to my voice. The reality of war, the reality of a severe crisis like Hurricane Katrina, is far different than sitting in an air-conditioned dark room with a box of popcorn. Far different. It never ends. When you're in it, it never ends. It's 24/7. You can't get away from it. The smells, the sights, the sounds, the wondering, the worrying, you can't get away from it. If you have the skills, you stand a far better chance of surviving a severe crisis, be it war or be it the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina or whatever disaster it might be. If you have the equipment also, that obviously that will improve your chances. If you have communications equipment, you can listen and you can talk, assuming you've got friends and family with similar equipment. This is not optional. I'm always working on upgrading my skills, upgrading my equipment. I have an excellent Motorola two-way police radio that's being programmed right now by a technician friend of mine. I expect to pick it up in the next couple of days to add it to my collection of other excellent commercial quality two-way radios. People think, well, I'll get a CB. Well, you can get a CB if you want. And in fact, if you're going to be on the road in normal times, I encourage you to have a CB. Channel 19 saved me many times from being stuck in a traffic accident, 19 being the channel that truckers monitor. But with 5 watts or 12 watts, depending on what you got, you're not going to talk too far. You can hook up a linear amplifier and talk real far. Of course, you're violating the law under normal times. Under emergency conditions, you can shoot as much juice to it, have as much power as you like if human life and property is at risk. Of course, you can use more power. The 2-meter band that hams use, there's other frequencies that are excellent also, but the 2-meter is the one that is used most of the time by most hams. Allows you to talk line of sight many miles. If you've got repeaters that are up and running, then you can set up your own repeater without a whole lot of expense. You can talk over a much greater area. I know some of you are out there scratching your heads thinking, John, what is a repeater? Well, this is where the skills come in. Using professional two-way communication devices, radios, is not like using a cell phone. It isn't. There's engineering principles you have to learn. If you don't, the chances of you communicating effectively are dramatically reduced. I have friends who've purchased professional-grade equipment. They don't even know how to turn them on. They just put them in a, leave it in a box, leave it in their closet, and they think that they'll learn how to do it at some later time when the crisis strikes. It's too late then. It's way too late to acquire the skills once the crisis is in your face. As many of you know, my regular listeners, I am a veteran of U.S. Army Special Forces. Took Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, psychological warfare in Vietnam, which is under the Special Forces umbrella, and the 12 Special Forces in the Army Reserve. My entire active duty career, except for a few months with the Continental Intelligence Command, was under the Special Forces umbrella. I served on an A-team as the intelligence NCO. I served at group-level intelligence. I served at battalion-level intelligence. If you're in Special Forces for 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, you train for 20 years. That's the nature of the beast. The training never ends, unless, of course, you're deployed, and then you're doing it for real. It's no longer training. When serious men decide to do serious things, like in Special Forces, they train, and they train, and they train some more. These men work together and become teams. They become lifelong friends. I have lifelong friendships that I will always have because of my association with Special Forces. men that I know I can count on no matter what is going on, and they know the same for me. Pick up the phone, and I'll be there for you. If you're my team member, I'll be there for you. It doesn't matter if it's 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. I'll drop what I'm doing. I'm on my way. When you work together as a team, and you can, and the reason I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm encouraging you to do this with your friends and family. Don't put an ad in the newspaper. Don't think you're going to join some group and change the world politically. You work with men and women that you've known for decades or that you're related to by blood and marriage to accomplish your goal and to form a team, a nucleus. If only two of you, it's two of you. If there's four, that's better. If there's six, that's even better. You got half an A team with six. And you'll find every team member has their own strengths and their own weaknesses. That's true of any team, whether it's special forces or you and your friends and family. That's just human nature. There's going to be each individual will have their individual strengths and individual weaknesses. You learn to work around it as part of being a team. You incorporate the strengths and you work around the weaknesses. That's part of it. True of an athletic team also. It's true of any team. A business team, athletic team, whatever it might be. Working together allows you to get to know each other on a close and personal basis, so you know what each other's strengths are, so you know what each other's weaknesses are, and you can act accordingly. So we've got 2 years, we've got 3 years. You can do a lot in a couple of years. It only takes one semester in your local junior college to get your EMT training under your belt. 3 more semesters and you're a paramedic. EMT training will put you ahead of 99% of the people in this country as far as emergency medical training. Paramedic training will put you just a notch below a medical doctor when it comes to emergency medical training. Maybe a notch below a special forces medic also. The skills of a ham radio operator will stand you in good stead. How do you do that? You can go online and find all kinds of things about ham radio. You visit your local radio shack, talk to the manager, he'll be able to introduce you to the local hams. Now, the radio shack doesn't carry that much ham equipment anymore, but they still carry all the bits and pieces that people involved with radio need to make their radios work, and they're regular visitors to radio shacks all over the country. There's ham radio operators all over the United States. Becoming a backpacker is challenging, especially if you're a little bit older. Carrying everything you need on your back, especially if it's like it is here in central Missouri in the Ozarks, 6 degrees this morning when I woke up. I've lived and worked out there 24 hours a day when it's below 10 degrees. It's challenging. It is absolutely challenging. And any fool can go out there and be cold and miserable. That takes no talent and no planning and no training whatsoever to go out when it's 10 degrees, 5 degrees, and be cold and miserable. It does, however, take some planning, take some training, and take some thought to being outside when it's 6 degrees and not be miserable and be productive and being able to carry on your mission with your teammates. You can do it. I've done it. You can do it. Cross-country land navigation. You may think if you got a GPS, you're good to go. Well, I'm here to tell you you're not. Anything that takes a battery can have a blank screen on it, I'm sorry to say. You need the skills of using a map and a compass. It is not optional. In a severe crisis, it could be in a matter of life and death. I know because I've had so many map and compass courses that most women most of the time have great difficulty, and most men most of the time do not. And I've seen examples going the other way as well, where men have problems and women don't. But there is a sexual bias that, for reasons I'm not quite sure why, It may have to do with special relationships. I'm not sure why most women have difficulty. Ladies, practice, practice, practice. Don't think you can just rely on your significant other, male, friend, husband, spouse, son, whatever. But for whatever reason, you may find yourself without their company. You need these skills, ladies. You need the skills of you being able to use a map and compass to navigate cross-country. It could be a matter of life and death. Now you have the luxury of time, or what appears to be the luxury of time, to acquire those skills while you can. Break coming up. Stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the fourth day of February, 2007. I was talking to Evelyn Brown with KMT-USA the other day and thanking her for helping me get all the fine AMSOIL products that I got for my new car. My new car, of course, is a Lincoln Town Car, Signature Series. Within a week of owning this new automobile, I changed out all the lubricants all the petroleum-based lubricants and replace them with AMSOIL lubricants, which are synthetic, and AMSOIL manufactured filters. Which means this Lincoln will probably last me a quarter million miles with very little problems involving anything that these lubricants take care of. One of the things about these Lincolns is you can get a computer readout on your mileage, and my mileage went up, 4 to 5 tenths of a gallon once I changed out the lubricants, put in AMSOIL lubricants. I know this one car I had was a little Saab sports car many years ago. It had a temperature gauge. It read out in degrees. The engine temperature went down 10 degrees immediately when I changed it out to AMSOIL as opposed to petroleum oil. It's great stuff. It's been around since the 70s. I'm a firm believer in AMSOIL, and KMT-USA.com is where you can get it. They have a toll-free number. You can call Monday through Friday during normal business hours. That's 800-303-5902. Evelyn Brown will be glad to assist you and help you get what you want, including Power Pulse products. I purchased a Power Pulse device and put it on the Lincoln also at the same time. It makes these batteries, these lead-acid batteries, last a very, very long time. This is a live call-in show. Our topic the next hour is going to be purebred Doberman Pinschers and purebred Czech German Shepherds. I guess that's a dual nationality. I don't know. That's a joke. We'll be interviewing Ms. Barbara Canfield, the owner and proprietor of Aramis Dobermans. Barbara is a friend. She's a neighbor. She's a master dog trainer. And I'm really looking forward to having her on the air. She's pretty media savvy. She's done quite a bit of radio and TV over the years because her dogs are so special. They truly are. And they're just a pure delight to be around these animals. We'll be doing that in a few minutes at the top of the hour. Getting back to the topic of preparedness and the topic of skills. Don't be an armchair commando, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to preparedness. An armchair commando is a man or a woman who goes, flips through the catalogs or the websites and buys supplies and equipment, stores them away in their safe, secure location, doesn't know how they function, don't know how to repair them, don't know how to use them, knowing that when a crisis comes, that's when they will learn how to use the equipment. That's when they'll learn how to repair the equipment. That's when they'll learn how to go through and function all the things there is to do with their equipment. Huge mistake. Absolutely massive mistake. A mistake that could be quite costly, up to and including life. Break coming up. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.